So my name is Mina Trott, and I am the founder and president of Six Apart.
At what point do you think that the blogosphere becomes a major part of, you know, everyone's life, not just those people who are online or who have high-speed internet and are kind of savvy with this stuff?
Yeah, I do think it's already happening, but the parts of it that, you know, that do encompass that sort of feature, they're not really that noteworthy in terms of what the media wants to portray as, you know. So if I'm, the examples I always like giving, you know, I write about what I ate for dinner or the great restaurant we went to or the vacation I'm going on, and the people who are reading that aren't necessarily bloggers, they're people who I know and who know me. But that's not a story that most people want to tell because it's very domestic-based and personal. And so what you tend to see are, you know, how blogs are changing business or how blogs are changing politics. And that's one aspect of it. And I think what the biggest thing is that there, you know, I live blogging because of the company, and I still have no idea of a visual map of what the blogosphere looks like, because there are so many little areas that I will never see and that but are massive. And so you hear this whole thing about the A-list, and the A-list, everybody aspires to be the A-list. And most people, that's not true. Not only that, every little group has the important bloggers or the people who are, you know, will be the writers. Families have, you know, the A-list in the sense of that's the person who will write the newsletter, or that's the person who will send out the Christmas cards, and the person that everybody knows. But that doesn't mean, you know, the cousin who's reading it isn't as part of the conversation as well.
What is the blogosphere then? I mean, if it's not one end-to-end definable thing, what is it then?
So I actually, when I think about the blogosphere, I think of the blogosphere being very traditionally what people think of blogging, where it is the people that are the pundits and the people who are trying to get a lot of people and the people who are wanting that readership of tens of thousands, 100,000s. And that's very different than bloggers or people who are just using tools that enable blogging. I think anybody who is able to read a blog is part of a bigger system, but they probably wouldn't consider them part of the blogosphere. I think if you know the term blogosphere, you're probably in it. Most people who don't know that term are probably actually just using blogging in ways that most everyday people will use it.
Is the blogosphere as big as you imagine? Is it bigger, or do you think, or do you suspect that maybe it's not quite as big as you imagine?
I think the blogosphere is smaller than people think it is, because it is very focused. I think if you've written about blogging, that's probably the blogosphere. If you're not writing about blogging, you're probably blogging in another way.
And then a question I'm sure that you face in your job every day, and you probably get from time to time, is when do you start actually making real money at this?
It's back to content and quality content. If people are willing to pay for it in any way, if they're willing to click on an advertisement that's part of a great blog, you know, people are going to make money. As a business, we make our money in traditional methods, you know, software services, licensing. So as far as that, it's a straightforward business model. But I think quality content will rise, and there will be a market for that.
Okay, now, how does that happen? How does the quality of content rise, given the fact that there is such a wide variety of blogs out there?
I think that a blogger doesn't have to necessarily always be an independent player. And you can see, you know, traditional media and traditional outlets blogging in a way that it's supplementary to what they're doing. A lot of these places also then bring up the talent from other services or other blogs. So they may not say, hey, you're now on our payroll, but they will link to someone. And I think it's very similar to just kind of an interaction of newspapers, magazines bring in freelancers sometimes, they have contracts. But it's just kind of finding people who are like-minded in what they're creating. So how do you find it? There's no one search engine. I think it's also a lot of word of mouth. And that's why I don't know every single thing, because I don't necessarily talk about every blog with people. There's that hidden gem that's out there that I want to find, but I haven't found yet. And I think that's, as long as that's happening, blogosphere will keep on growing.
Not necessarily an industry yet, then.
No, I think blogging's an industry. I hope.
But one that seems to be very hard to define then, in terms of either revenue or content. And at this point, we're probably still pretty early on.
Oh, we're definitely early on. I think that people are still, it's very Hello World-ish still. And, you know, in the past year, I think there's been more developments to what people consider blogging than, you know, the past couple of years combined. So whether it's an industry, I believe it's an industry. Whether it's fully shaped, I don't think anything's ever completely fully shaped. And that, just like traditional media, you know, everybody would assume that that's fixed and that's how it's going to be. You know, it changes constantly, especially with the internet.
Okay. All right, Mina, well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.